Cloudy skies and 68 degrees here this morning at the KJN studios. We look for a high near 80 today with isolated showers and thunderstorms here early. Cloudy otherwise and east-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJN News. Two men will plead guilty in connection with the theft of hundreds of flagpoles that had been intended to display flags at the Carroll Cemetery over the Memorial Day weekend. The Carroll Daily Times Herald reports 37-year-old Christopher Gay and 20-year-old Chance Kinney, both of Lake City, filed plea agreements on Monday. They each faced two felony theft charges. The agreement called for one of those charges to be dropped. Earlier, 18-year-old Jared Reed of Lorville pled guilty to theft. All were accused of stealing two trailers from the Carroll American Legion with about 550 metal flagpoles and then trying to sell them at two salvage yards. The businesses refused and later identified some of the suspects. The Legion planned to fly flags on the poles at the Carroll Cemetery. Auditors say a library director in Mills County repeatedly billed the city of Malvern for improper purchases and altered receipts to cover up the practice. An investigation released on Friday by State Auditor Mary Mosman found that former Malvern Library Director Stacy Buick spent thousands of dollars, or misspent thousands of dollars. Auditors say Buick billed the city for personal items like video games, groceries, and party decorations, a $1,200 home theater system, a camera, a coffee machine, window air conditioning unit, and track phones were among the items flagged. Auditors found that many receipts submitted to the city were altered with correction fluid or by cutting and pasting over the original descriptions of items. An envelope discovered in Buick's office contained the original receipts. Buick resigned last year. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports five recent arrests. On Tuesday, August 5th, deputies arrested 30-year-old Thomas Lee Roush of Council Bluffs for driving under suspension. Bond was set at $300. 32-year-old Justin Wayne Schomburg of Malvern was arrested in Malvern for being a fugitive from justice. Schomburg was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. And 26-year-old Cody Joseph Hasty of Omaha was arrested on Tuesday for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And on Thursday, Mills County deputies arrested 36-year-old Corey James Chilton of Hastings for OWI first offense. Bond was set at $1,000. And 37-year-old Billy Ray Hunter of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for burglary in the third, theft in the fourth, and theft in the fifth degrees. And bond was set at $5,300. Three people were arrested recently as well in Cass County. The Sheriff's Office says 52-year-old Catherine Ann Lang of Anita was arrested on Thursday on a charge of aggravated domestic abuse. Lang was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was released later that day on her own recognizance. On Wednesday, deputies arrested 54-year-old Mark David Carroll of Griswold on a charge of domestic abuse simple, and Carroll was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the following day on his own recognizance. And on Tuesday, 34-year-old Travis Lynn Sickles of Red Oak was transferred to the Cass County Jail on a district court warrant for failure to appear on a child support hearing. Sickles was booked and remains held on $2,000 cash bond. A judge is deciding whether jurors will hear the confession of an Iowa man accused of killing a Rockwell City police officer last year. Prosecutors and defense attorneys argued in court on Friday about Corey Trott's confession to shooting 37-year-old Rockwell City police officer Jamie Bunting during a standoff at Trott's house last September. The Des Moines Register reports that Webster County District Judge Thomas Bice heard an hour of testimony from law enforcement officers involved in the case. Trott's attorney say that a special agent with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation improperly questioned Trott 2 hours after he told a state trooper that he did not want to talk. Prosecutors say the confession was properly obtained. Trial for the 33-year-old Trott is scheduled to begin on September the 3rd. The Atlantic Fire Department was called to the scene of a car fire on Friday morning on Interstate 80 eastbound, about 0.8 mile east of the Olive Street exit. The page went out at about 8:38 a.m. Moments later, law enforcement reported the unoccupied vehicle was fully engulfed in flames. No further details are known at this time. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Red Oak man on Thursday evening. Officials say 22-year-old Cody D. Johnson was charged with simple assault following an investigation into a disturbance at the residence in the 100 block of West 6th Street in Villisca. During the investigation, it was determined Johnson had been involved in a physical confrontation with one of the residents in the home. Johnson was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Anyone interested in attending 40 hours of training to become a master gardener is encouraged to contact the Cass County Extension Office for information on classes forming this fall. The registration deadline for fall master gardener classes is Wednesday, September 3rd. The regular fee for the classes is $195. After September 3rd, a $50 late fee will be assessed. Currently, 29 sites across Iowa are planning to offer training this fall, including a site in Cass County. This will be the only training class for the 2014-2015 academic year. Fall trainees will receive the newly revised resource guide for Iowa Master Gardeners with hundreds of new photos to enhance the text. Adobe Connect sessions begin September 16th and run through November 5th. Class on campus dates will be October 18th and October 25th. Let your local coordinator know if you need to make up the class on campus session so that you can be assigned to attend on one of those dates. For more information on the Summer Garden webinar series, to sign up for the 2014 Master Gardener classes or for other resources and information on gardening, call the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132. You can email keolson@iastate.edu or stop by the Extension Office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Officials with the Hitchcock House say the final summer program at the historical site in Cass County will be a reading of the Civil War letters of Francis R. Howard. Floyd Pierce, chairman of the Hitchcock House Board, says Private Howard enlisted in the Iowa 23rd Infantry Regiment from Lewis. The letters provide an intimate look into the Civil War Army life. Private Howard died of wounds inflicted on the Battle of Port Gibson. Matthew Smith will read the letters. The program is free at 2 p.m. on Sunday, August the 17th, in the Red Barn. You can bring comfortable chairs if you have them. Hitchcock House, 1 mile west of Lewis, was a station on the Underground Railroad and is a National Historic Landmark. And a giant pig raised by a group of Iowa State University graduates in honor of a fallen friend is the winner of the Iowa State Fair's Big Boar Contest. Peabody weighed in at 1,273 pounds. Peabody was also the nickname for Brad Payton, who recently died of pancreatic cancer. He was 57. His friend David Schaefer said Payton grew up showing pigs at the state fair and longed to win the Big Boar Contest. And also this year's winner of the State Fair's Super Bowl contest is Big Daddy. The bowl raised on Stalkup Farms in Prescott tipped the scales at 3,012 pounds. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here for you this morning. Leonard Penny Toole, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Celebration of Life Services for Leonard Toole will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Matthew A. Erickson, age 29, of Carroll and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Matthew Erickson will be held today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Trinidad Osbar, age 92, of Avoca, died Monday at the Hanson House Memory Care Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial service for Trinidad Osbar will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Mary's Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Sherry Sue Winther Denny, age 55, of Anita, died on July 31st at home. Memorial services for Sherry Denny will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Opal Grace Needham Cruz, age 94, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at the Risen Sun Christian Village in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Opal Cruz will be held Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Kenneth Eggers, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kenneth Eggers will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Wayne Eugene Colvin, age 79, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Wayne Colvin will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Curtis C. Masteller, age 83, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Celebration of Life services for Curtis Masteller will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jackson Tanner Rabe, age 2.5 months, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Jackson Tanner Rabe will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Martin, age 57, of Carroll and formerly of Greenfield, died on July 1st at Prairie Rose New Hope Village in Carroll. Celebration of life services for Ronald Martin will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ann Shirley Angus, age 69, of Messina, died Thursday at the Allegiant Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Private family services for Shirley Angus will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements at 7 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.